Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by the Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the City of Prescott, the Yavapai County Contractors Association, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, the Frame and I, and Prescott College. Now, here's your guest host for Q&A, Gregory Scott.
Well, hello and a very good afternoon to you once again. Gregory Scott here sitting in for the illustrious one, DJ Phone, who earned himself some hard vacation time. So we wish DJ all the fun in the world, and we'll try to keep his ship from sinking while he's gone. So, yes, that's right. The assistant captain has the con today. We have a great show coming up for you. We are going to be talking about some interesting things here on the program. We have local author Bruce Paul with us here in the studio. We're going to be talking about the professional writers of Prescott. And, of course, Bruce has some books and, as a matter of fact, a series of books that he's working on. Recently, within the past over a year, new resident to Prescott, loving every minute of it. We'll talk to Bruce about that here on the program and learn about his book series. And we also have CPA and tax expert David Snyder scheduled to join us here this afternoon. And of course, nobody wants to think about tax season in September, but might not be a bad idea. The farther ahead you can get, the easier it is when tax season gets here. We'll find out about new rules, new laws, what you need to know, what you don't need to know anymore. So those are the items that we have coming up here on today's program. Before we get started, I do want to give a quick announcement out here, as we have prostate Awareness Month in September. Prostate cancer screenings are going to be hosted by the Yavapai Combined Trust, coming to the city of Prescott this Friday, September the 22nd, from 8 until 3 p.m. That will be at the corner of Goodwin and Montezuma Street and Sheldon Street to Washington Street. You can stop at the stop sign and go to Building J. No cost to eligible employees and benefits. So appointments are required. If you'd like to get an appointment for a prostate cancer screening, copy down this number. That would be 1-800-828-6139. So that's what's going on this Friday. Always, we talk about knowing about your taxes. You probably need to know a little bit more about your prostate than you do your taxes. Much more important. So that's what we got going on here today. Thanks for joining us here on KQ&A. And we will take a quick break. We hear some words from our sponsors, and we'll be back to talk with author Bruce Paul here. You're listening to Q&A. I'm Gregory Scott, sitting in for DJ Phone on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott, Chino Valley at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, online at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Incredible savings on previously hail-damaged vehicles are available now at Lam Chevrolet and Lam Nissan. This is Ed Walsh for the Lam Auto Group. As many of you know, Lam Chevrolet and Lam Nissan were hit by a hailstorm in July, and almost every vehicle on our lot was damaged. With the help of hail repair experts from around the country, all of our cars are now repaired. And due to the hail coming straight down with very little wind, the cars are now 99.9% perfect. Most customers can't even believe the cars were ever dented. But just because because the vehicles look perfect doesn't mean that you can't save huge money. Our insurance reimbursements have been massive, and that money's being used to discount our cars and trucks to unprecedented levels. Our loss can be your gain. Combine our current factory incentives with the hail money, and now is the time to buy a car. The hail repaired vehicles are selling very quickly, so come visit us at Lamb Chevrolet and Lamb Nissan while supplies last.
Visit lambchevy.com and lambnissan.com to see our complete selection.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit davidasnydercpa.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
Welcome back to the program. We have a great show for you here today on KQ&A, and we have Bruce Paul here in the studio. And so we will, turn up your volume there, Bruce, and we will welcome you to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Gregory, it's a pleasure being here. This is a wonderful, beautiful studio. Is this new?
You like our new digs, huh?
It's new. All right.
We finally got the boss to spring for some fancy new equipment and fancy microphones and mic stands, and we've got elbow room.
Now, I understand that every time you complain about something that isn't right, the boss puts you in charge of it?
It's true. I say, boss, this isn't right. And he says, well, now you're the director of what isn't right, basically. So that's how you get a new hat at the radio station. All right. You complain. So anyway, I've got my computer screen right here. I can actually see these little tiny words on here. I don't know who designs the print on computers these days, but I'm about ready for the Reader's Digest version, if you know what I mean.
The large print edition.
Exactly. Well, Bruce is here in our studio as a local author and DJ. Met Bruce through the Professional Writers of Prescott.
That's correct, sir. Yep.
Tell us, give us a little background. What is the Professional Writers of Prescott organization?
It's rather simple. It is an organization of professional writers who have chosen to live in the Prescott area, and it's remarkable. The number of really outstanding prize-winning authors who live in the Prescott area.
How many people attend the meetings on a regular basis?
I would say maybe 20 people attend the meetings. Now, there are many more members, but
right.
They all have busy schedules. But we usually have about 20 in attendance.
So you get together and tell jokes or, talk about what you're working on? Or
we usually have speakers, people who are experts in something, whether it's marketing, graphic design. We have people from Yavapai College come and speak with us.
Mm-hmm.
We also put on events. We've had events down in the Courthouse Plaza where the authors will have a booth and sell their works.
Right.
And you can stop and talk with them.
Well, that's pretty neat. And as you said, not just the writing community here in the city of Prescott, we've got a very vibrant arts community in general.
Oh, that's true.
From actors who perform on the stage at the Prescott Center for the Arts to the musicians who play on the stage at the Elks Theater. We've got a very rich arts community here in this town. We were talking before we went on air about what we did over the weekend. Both of us ended up at the Highland Games.
Absolutely. Drank a little beer there.
Locke Watson, did you see Ian McNessy walking around?
Yes, I did.
The man in the suit. And we were talking about the fact that it's the living here in the city of Prescott is it's such a unique town that there's always something going on. Something like we were talking about concerts, festivals, art shows. It's a great community to live in. You mentioned that you relocated here just over a year ago.
Just a little bit over a year ago. We came in at the end of June. We thought seriously about where we wanted to move, and we knew we wanted to move to Arizona. When you look at Arizona, the place to come is Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want to tell anybody else about this.
That's right, folks. We'll just keep that between ourselves. We'll keep that on the down low, as the kids say. And you came here from Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. Spent the last 40 years of my life in the Cincinnati area, raised my family there. They're up and grown, and I'm a grandfather of two children now, and it was time to kick back a little bit. So here we are.
So you exchanged snowstorms for monsoon season.
I'll take the monsoons. I actually enjoy
that. You'd like that. Thunder and lightning's fun, isn't it? The only thing that gets me about the monsoon season is, you know, one day it's like, there it is, monsoon. And then one day, it's over. You know, it's off like a switch sometimes.
Last year, the first monsoon season we went through, the storm came, the hail came, and it blew out all of our skylights.
Oh, no. Welcome to Prescott, yes. said old man weather. Well, anyway, Bruce, let's talk about you as a writer. What is your background? How did you get into writing?
I always enjoyed reading, and I thought I would like to be a writer, but you know, then I thought, well, that's a rough way to make a living, so I think I'll be a football coach. So when I started college, believe it or not, I was intending to be a football coach who was majoring in philosophy.
Well, that's an interesting combination.
And after I studied philosophy for a while, I came to appreciate the fact that there were no definitive answers there and that the way to deal with these subjects was in art. And I decided to become a creative writing major, so I switched my major to creative writing. This was at Ohio University back in the 60s. I had some great teachers. One of the most notable was a person named Walter Tevis, who was quite a big name back then. He wrote The Hustler, which eventually became a movie with Jackie Gleason and Paul Newman, followed by The Color of Money with Paul Newman and Tom Cruise, followed by The Man Who Fell to Earth, which starred David Bowie.
Right.
So I graduated with a degree in creative writing and, of course, then went into a lot of other activities to make a living, but have always been interested in writing and have always been writing. While I was studying writing in college, I noted that I tended to lean toward the poetic side of writing.
Right.
But it became clear to me, number one, nobody reads poetry anymore. And so I decided to write songs. And I went into songwriting. I've written a lot of songs. And at one point in my life, I had a band.
Right.
We recorded and we played and we had a good run. We had fun. I think there's still some tunes that you can find on iTunes.
Really?
Bruce Paul and Friends. Look it up.
Nice. That's right, folks. Download some Bruce Paul. Burn on your CD and blast it away. You're rolling down the boulevard. Well, how did things progress from there? Did you,
Well, the music business is a young man's business, and I'm not a young man anymore. And, you know, if you start out when you're young, you can be Willie Nelson and still, you know, go at it. But I started out later in life. And I got, in writing songs, you have about 100 words to work with and a very limited, scope that you can really discuss. And I just had a desire to expand, work with a larger vocabulary, discuss some deeper issues, and discuss them more at length.
Well, let's, how did you, we have copies of the book here, the series of books that you're writing. Artema, is that, did I pronounce that correct?
Artema, yep. It's the Artema Legend series will be the name of the series, and there will be four books in it. That all started with a short story for children, actually a parable. Which is called The Book of Knowledge and Wisdom. And I wrote that. People seemed to like it. We published it. People liked it. And they said, well, why don't you write a sequel? And I said, really, I'm not a children's book writer. I just had this one turned out to be a parable in my mind and thought I would write it. But, you know, I don't see myself as a children's book writer. So I wrestled with this for a while and then I hit upon this idea, which is an interesting artistic concept, but probably not a very good business concept. I decided to write a series of books in which I would age the character, Artema, take him from his youth, which was what he was in the Book of Knowledge and Wisdom, through to his old age. So the second book, the one you were holding in your hand there, Artema and the Watchtower Portal, is for early teenagers. Early to mid-teenagers. We have aged Artema. The subject matter is a little deeper, a little more intense, and the writing style is more adult. It's more grown up. The third book, which I'm working on now, which is tentatively called Artema and the New Kingdom, is clearly for adults.
Right.
We're taking Artaba into that age where the target reader would probably be in his 30s. Someone who's involved in getting married, having children, that point in his or her life. The fourth book will be a collection of short stories which will take the main characters into their old age, and it will be for the older audience. Mm-hmm.
And what is the setting for the series?
They call the genre that I write in speculative fiction. It contains elements of science fiction and elements of fantasy. Now, in my case, I would say it's just elements of both. It's not heavy into fantasy, nor is it heavy into science fiction. I am actually not a very avid reader of fantasy or science fiction. I do read some of it, and some of my favorite writers would include Bradbury. It's not something that I read exclusively. But I find it fun to write in the genre of fantasy and science fiction.
Well, we are learning all today about Mr. Bruce Paul, author, here talking about his book series, Artaba. And we're going to take a quick break, Paul. It's okay
yes.
with you. And we are going to be right back. And we'll talk more, learn a little bit more about the writing process. Maybe you think you would like to write a book. Well, we'll ask Bruce just how hard it is, because I'm sure it's not easy, but it's probably pretty satisfying when you're done. So we'll take a quick break, and we shall return right after these words from our sponsors. You're listening to Q&A. Gregory Scott sitting in for DJ Phone on AM 1130 on 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A. Online at kqna.com.
When it's so hot that even starting the car becomes an adventure in pain,
ow, 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 ow,
it's time to call 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time, or you don't pay a dime. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
If you're feeling like the summer flew by way too fast and you didn't get to travel enough, don't worry. This is Bob Bean from Affinity RV. One of the great things about the RV lifestyle is it gives you the chance to travel all year long. Once the summer tourists disappear, a whole new world opens up. Travel to Big Sur to see humpback whales break the surface of the Pacific Ocean. Experience the migration of majestic monarch butterflies in Cape May, or take the unique sounds of elk bugling in the Rocky Mountains. Drive winding roads through the covered bridges of New England, Vermont, and Maine to witness the exploding colors of fall foliage. Step out in your slippers and watch the harvest moon rise over the blanket of red, yellow, and orange leaves while you smell the smoke of a campfire and feel the crispness in the air. Are you a tourist or a traveler? Don't limit yourself and wait for a few short weeks during the summer. Get out and explore the great outdoors today. Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, Prescott, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, or online anytime at affinityrv.com.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
Laying awake at night with that all too familiar what if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy, gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC, and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
When it's so hot that even starting the car becomes an adventure in pain,
ow, 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 ow,
it's time to call 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time, or you don't pay a dime. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Q&A, sitting in for DJ Phone always a great time to be able to speak with you when DJ allows me to host his program while he's on vacation. We are talking with Bruce Paul, author, here in the studio today. We're talking about his series of books. And when did you start writing this series?
Actually, the first book, The Book of Knowledge and Wisdom, was probably written about 30 years ago.
Yeah.
My brother was in town. He's a very talented artist. And we were up late one night, probably had a drink or two, and we're talking about things. And I had this notion for the parable, The Book of Knowledge and Wisdom. And he said, oh, man, I'll illustrate that for you. So he started to illustrate it. But then, he, being a wandering soul, he wandered out of town. And I just
put brothers often do.
I just put the book in a file and didn't think about it for like 30 years until I met a man who eventually became an editor of mine. Pulled it out, said, "Hey, yeah, this has still got some merit." Tweaked it a little bit, and that was the birth of the Artem a Legend series. And then the what followed, I explained, is how I decided I couldn't write more children's books, but I could write a book for teenagers, and then a book for adults, and then a book for someone in their elder years.
The book is kind of, the character in the book, you follow his growing.
Oh, yes.
Just like we're, as you've grown as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And part of the concept is that eventually a person can grow up with this series of books. Mm-hmm. They can read the Book of Knowledge and Wisdom when it's appropriate, and a few years later read the next one, and then in their 30s, they might pick up, the New Kingdom and say, hey, this is good. And then when they're getting older and they're more reflective about things, they can pick up the fourth book.
Well, how does the writing process work for you? Do you sit yourself down at the desk saying, I'm going to write a chapter today? Or is it something that an idea will pop into your head in a restaurant and you're asking the waiter to bring you a piece of paper and a pen?
Well, a lot of good ideas come while driving the car for some time. Like on a road to Phoenix, a couple hours, you have a lot of time to do nothing else but think.
Yes.
A lot of good ideas come there. I do a lot of outlining. So I will spend a lot of time thinking about what I want to really write about, both the subjects, the topics, the issues, and then how much weight should be given to each one of those. So if you're writing a 200-300-page novel, you have to move the story along, and I would say my writing is fast-paced and a quick read, fun to read. It's not tedious. But you need to know, you need to think about how much time you want to spend on each issue. So I do spend a lot of time outlining. Then once I've outlined, I'll take it to the chapter. What do I want to have happen in that particular chapter? Then I'll take it down to the scene. What do I want to have on that particular page? And then once I go through that, and you might call it discipline, then I sit down to write a segment, a scene, a page, and I just let myself go and just write freely. I don't concern myself about the mechanics or the I just let my repetition. I might say the same thing four times, but I keep on going. And then eventually, when I have that chapter written, I'll go back and clean it up and get rid of all that repetition and just pick out the best phrases, the best paragraphs that are telling the tale. And then after I do that, I'll go back and I'll pick out the right word. Is there a word that would observe be better than watch in this particular sentence?
Well, that's interesting. Are these techniques that you learned through the hard way, I was going to say. Was this creative writing in college, or is this just something that you developed over time that works for you?
Yeah, I developed it over time that works for me. Mm-hmm. Everyone has their own way of approaching the task. What I learned in college was more the broad brush, the plotting, not so much detail. And so the detail to the method has developed through the road of hard bumps and bangs.
Right. Like you can take acting in college, but they can't necessarily teach you how to act. You have to develop that inside of you yourself. So.
You know, being a singer in a band, as I mentioned, I wrote songs and I was the singer of the songs. You develop an acting skill.
Yeah.
It was interesting to observe that develop. Yeah.
So, the series, Artema Legend series, we've got two of the books written already. The third one's in progress. When do you expect to have that one?
It's probably going to be a year.
Published, right?
I'm not a fast writer at all. One of the reasons I write is I like to think about what I think about what I think.
And that makes sense, folks, if you think about it.
But only if you think about it. So I take a lot of time, and you can deduce from the process that I described that it is a lengthy process. But I think the end result is worthy.
Mm-hmm. And where are your books available?
Well, if you're in town, you can go to the Peregrine Bookstore, which is one of my favorite places in town.
Right.
We're blessed to have a store like that in town.
Indeed.
Coming from larger cities, all the local type of bookstores are gone.
Mm-hmm.
They're only the massive corporate bookstores, and even those are fading away because, of course, Amazon. And Amazon is another place where you can get the books. Just go to Amazon and look for the Artema, look for Artema and the Watchtower Portal. Artema is A-R-T-A-M-A.
Mm-hmm.
Artema and the Watchtower Portal, and that'll take you to the page, and you can buy the books on Amazon.
Working on any other books, any other ideas dancing around your head? What's next?
This Artema Legend series will keep me busy, and one of the reasons I decided to make the fourth book a collection of short stories is because I'm not sure I'm going to have the time to complete a 200 or 300 page novel because they are very, it's hard work, as we were talking about before.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already told Linda, my mate, and my son, Ryan, that I'm going to write short stories. And then if I intend to write 20 of them and I only finish 17 of them, just put a cover on it. Call it done.
There you go. It's done when it's done.
It's done. Each story will be unto itself, so it will be completed. Each story will be complete unto itself.
Well, let's say there's somebody out there who's listening who always had that little bug inside of them that they wanted to write, whether they wanted to write a song or a short story or even maybe start a novel. What advice would you give them?
Well, if you're local, join the Prescott Writers, the Professional Writers of Prescott.
A wealth of knowledge there.
Yeah. All different genre. I mean, we have people who write documentary scores and scripts, and we have people who write those types of books. We have people who write far-out fantasy,
mm-hmm.
people who write memoirs. So I would say look into something like that. Also take a course at the local college, at Yavapai College. They offer creative writing courses. Take one, get the basics down. There comes to a point where you can't teach it anymore. We talked about that. It's like studying acting. You can learn a few things, but eventually it's up to you. Speaking of the Professional Writers of Prescott, they are publishing a book this fall. They have gleaned works from about 100 authors from across the country and are going to be producing this compilation publication. I am pleased to say I have two or three pieces in it myself.
Nice.
One memoir, which is about an ill-fated kayaking trip that I took, and actually two or three song lyrics that I have in what they might call the poetry section.
Very nice. Well, Bruce, it was a pleasure to meet you, and we certainly thank you for coming in to spend some time with us here on KQ&A.
Gregory, it has been a pleasure talking with you, and I wish you could see this gentleman. He is every bit as pleasant as he sounds on the radio with a big old smile.
That's right. I look as funny as I sound. Well, Bruce Paul, author of the Artema Legend series, the Peregrine Bookstore, you can find them there. Also online, Amazon.com, because I guess you can find everything on Amazon these days. I have people calling me all the time, and they'll ask me, what was the name of that song you just played? And I'll tell them, is there a record store in town where I can buy that? Unfortunately not anymore. So it's a digital age, Bruce.
Yes, it is.
But we thank you for coming in. Folks, look for the series, the Artema Legend series, again, Amazon and at the Peregrine Bookstore. And once more, we thank you for coming in and spending a little time with us here on KQ&A to tell us all about it.
And thank you, sir.
All right, folks, we're going to take a break. We're here with some words from our sponsors, and we shall return on the Q&A here on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, online at kqna.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 0012-8295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
For 2,000 years, we've defended life and cared for the poor. We've built hospitals and orphanages and started the university system. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are the Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Cold water shock makes sense when you dive into the pool, not when you hop in the shower. That's where RED Plumbing comes in. We know water heaters, and we'll get you the right system. Exactly what you need to start the day off right or wash off a long day with a refreshing shower. Don't let water problems get you red in the face. Give RED Plumbing a call today, 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or you can always find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
We're KQ&A.
It's coming up on 2 Minutes After 2 on this Monday, September 17th. Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for this Monday. Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for this Monday. In a follow-up from one of last week's more bizarre stories, a Prescott man wanted for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon has turned himself in, but he's out of jail for the time being. 41-year-old Robert Pearsall turned himself in on Friday. This follows an incident at a Verde River campsite in the Drake area September 8th. Pearsall allegedly approached a 45-year-old man and without warning struck him about the head, face, and chest multiple times with a hardened piece of wood. The strikes caused severe swelling, cuts, and blood loss to the head and face of the victim. In fact, the blows were hard enough to break and splinter the wood used by Pearsall, who fled the scene after being confronted by witnesses. There are still no details yet on the actual motive for the attack. Pearsall was booked into the Camp Verde jail after he turned himself in, but has since been released on a $20,000 bond. Sometimes heightened awareness can bring about false alarms. Police recently investigated a possible threat at Prescott High School, but fortunately it turned out to be nothing.
On Friday night, just after 5, Prescott police received a report of an armed individual dressed in camouflage clothing at the high school on Roos Street. For close to 2 hours, officers searched the school and surrounding areas to determine if a threat existed. They also spoke with the reporting party and many others in the area and learned that no threat ever existed. Prescott police say they are aware of the significant social media reaction this situation has cultivated, including a number of blatantly false reports of criminal and violent activity, which created an unnecessary concern throughout the community. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Now getting a check of your KQ&A weather. Clear and relatively calm tonight with a low of 62, then for tomorrow, sunny again but windier with a high of 89 and gusts of up to 23 miles per hour. Expect an overnight low tonight of 67 for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high tomorrow of 98. Keep it here. Up next, Q&A with host Gregory Scott in for DJ Phone. I'm Russ Edwards for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
This month, we're getting you prepared for Arizona's second spring, helping you with landscaping ideas, getting your garden prepped and ready to plant. And if you've got a home maintenance question, give us a call. We'll try to help you out. So grab a cup of coffee and kick off your weekend with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
And thank you for joining me on Q&A this afternoon. That was great fun talking with Bruce Paul. Always thought it would be very interesting to be a writer, but you know, it's one of those things that you got to commit yourself to it in order to be successful with it. And the Artem a Legend series is the book series that Bruce is working on right now through the second book. He gave me a copy, so that was very nice. Got Artem a and the Watchtower Portal, the second journey. So I'll be delving into that one. Peregrine Bookstore, Amazon.com. You can find the books written by Bruce Paul. And if you would be interested in writing, perhaps you've done a little amateur writing, well, meet with the professionals, the professional writers of Prescott. They meet at the Prescott Library once a month. You can check out the library. They have a schedule of events or search for the professional writers of Prescott. We've got a lot of great guests that are going to be joining us this week here on the program. We are going to have another local author tomorrow, historian and local author Bill Weiss. Be giving an Ollie Talk titled, Let Me Hear Some of That Rock and Roll Music. Well, now, doesn't that sound fun? So we'll be rocking and rolling tomorrow. We will be speaking with Mark Rouse tomorrow as well. Elwood Staffing is going to be holding a job fair, and we will be discussing that. Wednesday, we're going to have Ken Lane from Waters Garden Center, and Dan Olson will be here talking about the Get Real Men's Expo, which is coming up this weekend as well. So we will discuss that. And we have another member of the professional writers, Phyllis Bartels, that will join us on Wednesday. Mark Wenden, local author, also with the professional writers. We got lots of writers this week. DJ loaded us up with authors here on the program. We'll also be speaking with Terry Davis of the Humane Society. We'll be making your monthly business visit here to the studio, talk about things that are going on at the Yavapai Humane Society. Looking for a best friend? Well, get on over there and take a look. They've got dogs and cats that are ready for a forever home. I have a cat in my house that came from the Yavapai Humane Society many, many years ago. So we'll find out what's going on with the Humane Society. And we'll also be talking with Dwayne LaSaucier, and he's going to bring a guitar, and we're going to be playing some music. The Memory Music Ministry plays at elder care centers and activates memories for Alzheimer's and dementia payments, dementia patients, that is. So that's a very interesting therapy for Alzheimer's and dementia through the use of music. And Dwayne will be here, and he'll play some of that for us here on the program. So that's some of the things that we have lined up for the next week. We're going to take a quick break and be right back, and I'll tell you about some of the things that are going on this weekend that you might want to put on your activity schedule. We've got all kinds of things, the Rotary Balloon Fest, we've got Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters, and of course the Highlands Center, and that all coming up right here on Q&A. I'm Gregory Scott, sitting in for DJ Phone this afternoon at AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Listen to us online worldwide at kqna.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Summer vacation is over. Family trips are amazing memories, and the kiddos are back in school. Now that life is quiet, there are no more excuses for putting off those projects. Hi, I'm Sandy with Yavapai County Contractors Association with some important reminders. Call YCCA for referrals. We have the best contractors. Never pay in cash. Always get a contract. YCCA is here for you. 778-0040. Don't start without us.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Courtesy Auto Sales, Warriors Heating and Cooling, Prescott Brewing Company, You Pick, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Yavapai Heating and Cooling, Buc-ee's and Yavapai Casino, Quality Collision, Cable One, National Bank of Arizona, Prescott Dirt, Home Furnishings Direct, Amco, Renshaw Family Dental, Yavapai Block, Wallach and Bolt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, D-Banks host the Cubs, Monday at 6 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
Always fun sitting in for Mr. DJ Phone, off on some hard-earned vacation time from all the talking he does here on Q&A each and every week. We're glad to have him, and we miss him when he's gone. Here's some of the items that are going to be going on this weekend that you might be interested in. The 2018 Prescott Valley Balloon Fest is set to launch this Saturday. Starts at 1 o'clock and will be in the Prescott Valley Entertainment District. And going to have a full venue of hot air balloons. It's going to be a car show, live music, food. They're going to have a wine and beer garden and all kinds of games and fun for the kids, cool surprises. There will be a kid zone. And then, of course, as the sun goes down, they're going to have a big balloon glow. Now, that's always very exciting. You see the kids, especially the young ones, their eyes light up when those balloon torches go off. That's my balloon torch sound effect. Anyway, it's great fun. Again, Park Avenue and Main Street, the Prescott Valley Entertainment District. And that will be this Saturday from 1 until 8. And the proceeds from that event will benefit Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters. And a great organization. As a matter of fact, Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters just opened up a new office on Robert Road in Prescott Valley. And I believe there's over 80 kids right now that are looking for a big. So if you've got some time, you want to spend it with a youth that may come from a single parent home, take them out fishing, go hiking, show them the joys of living in the city of Prescott. Well, you can do so. They definitely have a big need in Prescott Valley right now, so much so that they started out a new office. And that's one of the things that the funds from the Prescott Valley Rotary Balloon Fest are going to go help support that new office. They're hoping to pay the rent for an entire year. So that is definitely a great cause, and congrats to the Prescott Valley Rotary for doing that. And speaking of Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters, they're having their annual picnic on Sunday at Granite Creek Park. Each and every year, all the bigs and all the littles get together for an annual picnic to celebrate that organization. Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters in the Yavapai County area for quite some time. On Sunday, September 23rd, the Highland Center for Natural History, Wander the Wild. It's the 10th annual adventure-themed live-action dinner fundraiser at the Windmill House. The 10th annual Wander the Wild, the Highland Center for Natural History's biggest yearly fundraiser. It's going to be this Sunday at the Windmill House in Chino Valley from 2:30 to 6:30. It's an outdoor and adventure-themed auction. It's their men fate my... Easy for you to say, Greg. Their main fundraising event, responsible for providing thousands of children with nature-based learning experiences. Talk about kids' eyes lighting up. Take them out to the Highland Center. It provides benefit in their lives in many ways. The Wander the Wild, it's an exciting annual event. They'll have live music, a delicious dinner, wines from Painted Lady Vineyards, Page Springs Cellars, and other generous donors. Wander the Wild also features live music during the social hour with local wines and appetizers on the beautiful and spacious patio. It'll be a live auction with outdoor-related travel and adventure packages, educational field trips, and nature-inspired works of art from talented local artists. A sample of the trips being auctioned includes destinations such as a one-week beachcombing expedition in Nicaragua, a week stay for four in southern Tuscany. Oh, wow. South African photo safari. My stepfather went on those, came back with a picture of the Big Five. He got all five of the big wild animals there on the savannah. Nature-inspired local art and educational adventures to locations throughout the state of Arizona are also featured as well. Auctioned by J.C. Lee and hosted by Marnie Ewell, the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce. All proceeds will benefit youth education programs, which inspire over 12,000 children annually. So that's what's going on. Don't forget. Oh, here's one more item I forgot to mention. There's a kayak. There's also going to be auctioning a kayak as well. So that is the Highland Center Wander the Wild 10th annual themed auction and dinner fundraiser. Check the Highland Center website for more information. And that's what we've got here. Don't forget the prostate cancer screenings hosted by the Yavapai Combined Trust, the City of Prescott, this Friday, 8 to 3, corner of Goodwin and Montezuma Street. You can make an appointment. They do require an appointment. 1-800-828-6139 is the number that you need to call. They're going to have prostate blood draws, digital rectal exam, testicular exam, and board-certified urologist consultation. They accept Aetna Blue Cross Insurance, Aetna Blue Shield, Cigna, HealthNet, United Healthcare. And if you do not have insurance, the cost is $81 due at the time of service. Medicare does not cover this cancer screening. And here's another interesting event that's set for the month of October. The Big Sting. It's a country music concert that's going to be happening at Willow Lake Park. They're going to have like 10 different performers. Takes place over 3 days. We've got October 10th through the 14th, Country on the Rocks. You can get more information and order tickets to the country concert at thebigsting.com. Headlining this year is Chris Ledoux's son, Ned Ledoux. So that should be a great show. I'm going to take a quick break. Here's some words from our sponsors. Come back. We'll wrap up today's program on Q&A.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.